I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. In our study, we've been looking at the subject of problems. Well, you may be asking, how can I deal with my problems? How can I handle them? And frankly, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, there are no answers to your problems of life. The solving of your problems begins by solving your greatest problem, and that is, how will you get into God's heaven? The answer to that problem, of course, is to admit you are a sinner. Admit you can't go to heaven with the problem of your personal sin. Admit that if you died right now, you would go to a devil's hell. The devil's hell will actually be your personal hell. You choose. If you die in your present condition, the answer to the heaven or hell problem you have is to ask Jesus to forgive you of your personal sin. Accept the free gift of heaven God offers you this very moment. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. Jesus is the only way to get rid of sin that's keeping you out of heaven. Isaiah 53:6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him," that's Jesus, "the iniquity of us all." Once you come to Jesus and ask forgiveness, believing that he was crucified, buried, he died, and resurrected, he's alive, he resurrected from the dead for you personally, then hell will not be your personal hell, but heaven will be your personal heaven. Once a person receives Jesus as Savior, then problems of life can be dealt with. I'm not saying that you won't have problems. I'm saying you can deal with them. The old problems must be dealt with by the new person. The Bible says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." 2 Corinthians 5:17. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." The believer is a new creature in Christ. The words "new creature in Christ" means that the believer is a new creation. Something has happened that required nothing short of a miracle by the Creator. In the middle of the mess mankind has created for himself, God has come to create something brand new. In the middle of the problems and rubble and chaos and confusion, God is doing something. In the midst of it all, God is putting down a new foundation for the believer to stand on. God is the great builder. We are God's creation, and we are founded in Christ, upon Christ, by Christ, for Christ, under Christ. And the problem is that very often we fail to stand on that solid foundation that God has provided in Christ Jesus. And we try to tackle our problems the old way instead of God's new way. The believer has a choice as to where he will stand today. We need to seek to understand how we can let God guide our own day-by-day living. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, it says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Well, there's such a person and people who are known as spiritual or carnal. The spiritual believer is under the influence of his or her new nature. The spiritual believer needs to understand that there's something new that has taken place there. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 24 says, "And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Colossians 3:10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. The spiritual believer is the believer who is in a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this person is rightly related to God. This person does not leave God out of his life, but God is the very center of his day-by-day living. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." Well, that's the spiritual Christian. The carnal believer is under the influence of his or her old nature. In Romans 8:7 it says, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." If you're spiritual, then you listen to the things of God. You do what he wants you to do. If you're a carnal believer, you do the things that the old flesh wants you to do, the old body. The carnal person is self-centered and does not walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." The carnal believer leaves God out of his life and thinking, and he lives a self-centered life. Did you know that your old nature, that old fleshly sinful nature which you inherited from Adam, hates God? Romans 8:7 once again says, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." The old nature is against God. The old nature considers God an enemy. The old nature is at war against God. Paul said, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing." Romans 7:18. Paul knew this about himself. Do you know this about yourself? Well, the carnal believer is boxed in. He's surrounded by pieces, and these would be problems, places, persons, and so forth. He's trying to deal with his problems without trusting God and without looking to God or to God's Word. As you look at the things that surround you, you need to understand that there's one who can solve those problems, who can help you deal with those problems. He's given you a mind, and more than that, he's given you the spiritual mind. And he wants to help you use that spiritual mind to find answers to your problems as a believer. The carnal person is surrounded by pieces. And as we think of these pieces, what are these pieces? Well, it could be many things. Experiences which the person has had, feelings which the person has had or is now having, the past with its memories. You can't change the past. The present with its difficulties and challenges, the future with its uncertainties and thoughts. The older a person gets, the more pieces there are that gather around him. And as the days and months pass by, the pile gets bigger and bigger. The person's surrounded by all these pieces. And as the person sees the pieces and thinks about the pieces, there is no pattern to be found, no purpose to be seen, no picture of the whole. Pieces also come from the outside, not only surrounding us, but they can come from outside. And the pieces from without, these could be people adding to the pieces that surround us. Could be children. It could be friends. It could be your enemies. And the news you get from the media even adds more pieces to the pile. The pile gets bigger. Situations can also be adding to our pile. And things such as worries, woes, wails, wants, needs, and demands. All of these things, and many more, add to the growing pile. Well, there is a safe and solid place to stand. The believer has a very solid place to stand. The believer does not have to stay surrounded by these pieces. The believer does not have to be boxed in forever. The believer should wake up and say, "I'm a new creature in Christ. I have a great God over me. I have a solid foundation under my feet. I have a stable and solid place to stand." Ephesians 6:11 says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Verses 13 and 14 of that chapter says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." and I see the words Jehovah Jireh, God provides. What does He provide? He provides victory. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place." He not only provides victory, He provides blessing. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ," Ephesians 1:3. The victory and the blessings are to be found in Christ. We should remember that the problems and the pile still remain. God does not fix or remove the pile. It is the same old pile, same problems, same persons, same friends, same enemies, and so forth, but it's a new me, a new creature. In the middle of the problems and rubble and chaos and confusion, God wants to do something. I need to stand in the right place and watch God work it all out. The choice. There is a choice to be made. You need to choose. You need to choose where you're going to stand. In Luke chapter 18, verses 22 and 23, it says, "Now when Jesus heard these things, He said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich." Well, the man in Luke 18 did not hold wealth. The wealth held him. He was not able to let it go. Well, what's holding you? You must identify what is holding you. Recognize it. What is the thing you're holding and it's holding you? And where did it come from? Label the problem and think about it. Ask yourself, why is this thing on my mind? Why am I doing this? What is it doing to me? And most of the time, we just feel or get emotional, mad and sad and glad, and we don't think. Something becomes a problem only if you do not have the resources to meet it and to solve it. You can say no to the flesh, the old nature, and you can say yes to God. As we think of this, we need to realize that we can handle our problems correctly, or they will handle us. What's the objective? Of course, it's to solve one's state and situation by following God's instructions in God's Word and by having faith in God and by having Him reign and rule in our hearts. We need to acknowledge His person. He's God. Accept His provision. He supplies my need. Act upon His Word, its precepts, principles, promises, and practices. You need to decide. The decision is yours. Where are you standing? Are you standing with Christ? Are you standing upon His Word? Who are you looking to, yourself or to God? I pray that God will help you, first of all, to receive Jesus as your Savior, and then stand upon His Word. Trust Him to lead you through this life.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.